Saurine, of or relating to a lizard. I love that word. Trish, what do you like?
I'm going to say I like a word that I don't know if I use it properly. I use it all the time at work. Wheelhouse.
Uh-huh.
I think I use it to mean area of expertise.
Yeah, your sweet spot. That's Trish McKinney. She's in with us as we take the BPP into a bold new game show realm. You know, Trish is a 3-time Jeopardy champion, and I am a 1-time Jeopardy loser.
We did not play together.
No, we did not. That would have been cool.
That would have been funny.
And we have with us vocabulary masters and a librarian. We have Jennifer DeZura and Jonathan Lill. They're in our studios today to play a special version of the game that they play in bars throughout Brooklyn, a vocabulary quiz. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Did this grow out of popular pub trivia, or I know you have a spelling
bee,
Is this what it grew out of?
The Williamsburg Spelling Bee
at
Peace Candy Store.
Bee.
Yeah, the adult spelling bee in Brooklyn in 2004.
Does that mean you spell adult words?
Or? We spell adult words. Oh, yes, we do.
Well, we
like
use
dirty?
The same words as the Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee.
Right, right. Every once in a while, there's one that sounds a little dirty but isn't, like proclitic, which is just a linguistics term.
Or this year, the kid thought he was being asked to spell numbnuts. Did you hear that?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's drop a clip of that.
Numbnut.
What'd you call me? Numbnut?
Numbnut.
And the word we were going for was a numna, which is a pad that goes, a pad that goes under the saddle to cushion the horse or a pony's back. The little kid thought he was being asked to spell something different.
I'm going down.
All right, well, that's the spelling part of it. Let's play the vocab game. Explain the rules and we'll jump in.
So for the first round, Jen is going to ask you to make a sentence out of 3 words. And you'll get points for using the words correctly. And we also award you points on style for a total possibility of...
Of 5 points. I think, Trisha, you're first.
Okay. I'm so nervous.
We're going to give you your 3 words. And those words are mendacious, oligarchy, and palliative.
The oligarchy controlling the oil supply in the Middle East offered a palliative to the U.S., to apologize for their mendacious behavior in keeping all the oil. And so this is a terrible sentence. And so they offered to give us some as much as we want.
Okay. Throw in a rainbow. Throw in a unicorn.
Terrible.
Save yourself.
Terrible.
All right. And the bell has rung.
That was a beautiful sentence.
It was very nice. I think that gets a 4 from me.
A 4? Yeah, I think that's about fair. That was good style points there.
That felt generous.
Right. I have a question.
8 points for Trisha.
Does that mean the same as a... Mendacious means full of baloney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lying, dishonest, disingenuous.
Now, an oligarchy, I thought that was one country where a few leaders rule one country.
Government by only
a
few.
Government by a few, but I was thinking of OPEC as kind of an oligarchy, but
I think she was using it metaphorically, and
right.
I find that
I was
that
thinking maybe you were speaking specifically of Iran, which could be considered an oligarchy.
Yeah.
I think it's your turn, Mike. I think you've been delaying.
Yeah.
All right, so I have got 3 words for you, and you're going to use them in a sentence for us. Those words are panache, expeditious, and yeomanly.
They seem to go together, right?
Naturally. I picked them up for you.
Can I adverb some of those words, or do I have to use them in the form you said?
Yes.
The first mate on the expedition to the South Pole behaved yeomanly when, with panache, he announced that velvet uniforms... What's the last word?
Expeditious.
Velvet uniforms would be worn so that the expedition could continue expeditiously.
All right.
Oh, that maybe is a little expeditiously and get there within a week, not a month. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
I wanted to be clear what I got.
You know, I was a little worried because you said expedition twice leading up to expeditiously. Yeah. And I'm like, I figured, I know he knows the difference. He's getting there.
I think your style points took a hit.
Well, I have to say, panache was fine. Expeditiously turned out fine in the end. However, yeomanly is an adjective. He did something in a yeomanly manner, he ran yeomanly. He planted the corn yeomanly.
Right.
Not an adverb. So I'm going to have to say that's minus a little half point in there
for grammar.
Just for grammar.
I can go with that.
But I like
that
you use velvet.
Yeah.
I think you should spot him something for velvet, but that's just
the
me.
Velvet was nice. That's when I think panache, I think velvet. It's a warm fabric. If you're going to go foppish to the Arctic, velvet's where it's at.
It doesn't
not
breathe,
to end with a
and that's fine.
So much nicer than sealskin, I suppose.
So, Jonathan, you're taking a half point off of grammar, and you're the guy who said amount of points earlier.
He did
in
say
this
that. And
okay,
I'm not a grammarian. I was taking it off for style.
Yeah, that's cool.
Style supersedes grammar, certainly.
I agree.
Okay, so I think that is going to earn a 3.5 from me.
I agree with you.
Okay, that's a 7 for Mike. And we are moving on to round 2, which Jonathan is in charge of. I'm ending sentences with prepositions constantly today.
I'm going to give you a list of 4 words. Now, all of these words are eponyms, which means they have been named after people. Some of them have been named after places, which means they're technically toponyms, but we're not going to be that specific.
That's
so
cool.
They're either toponyms or eponyms, but one of them is fake. You have to tell me which one. Now, I can also supply you definitions or origins for all of these words if you so choose. All of these are ice skating jumps.
I am so ready. Let's go.
But which one, again, is not an eponym? Triple Lutz, Cherry Flip, Triple Axel, or the Salchow?
I'm going to go with the Cherry Flip.
The Cherry Flip is right.
A Mr. or Miss Cherry.
No. Most people presume the axle means an axle and not somebody named Axel.
What was your fake etymology?
Oh, the famous skater Edith Cherry.
Well, I think it's your turn next, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, these are all types of musical instruments.
All right.
The saxophone.
Adolf Sax.
The sarusaphone.
Sousaphone or the sarusaphone?
Sarusaphone.
Sarusaphone.
The flugelhorn. Or the theremin.
What's the other one besides the after the saxophone?
Sarusaphone.
Sarusaphone. That sounds more like something that Dr. Seuss would invent. I'll say sarusaphone.
You are wrong. I'm sorry. It is the flugelhorn.
It's the flugelhorn.
Sarusaphone is named after Pierre Auguste Sarrus, a French bandmaster.
All right. So we are moving along to round 3. How do you guys feel so far?
I am terrified.
And what is the score?
The score is 9 for Tricia and 7 for Mike.
See, Tricia, nothing to fear.
I fear
You're
it anyway.
Well.
I fear. I don't like this.
Well, you know, if you were doing this at the actual event, which we hold once a month at Chelsea Market, you would have a lot of time to drink beer in between the rounds.
Yeah.
Right.
Us
That's
too.
What's missing from this
That's
experience
what's missing.
For me.
Okay. So the way this next round works, this is the synonyms round. And so I ask you, which word means X, and then I give you 4 options. So here's how it works. You get 3 points for picking the correct answer out of the multiple choice options, and then once you have done that, you can win an additional point for defining the incorrect answers. I will be the final arbiter of whether your definition is sufficient on those.
Okay.
All right, Tricia, which word means pertaining to flags?
Flags, F-L-A-G-S?
Yes, that's correct. Your choices are, don't laugh, gynecomorphous, ichthyoid, vexillary, or boorish?
You can laugh.
I'm going to have to guess.
I knew this one. That's what always happens.
Do you
happens,
really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to just pick the last example, boorish.
It is not boorish. That is incorrect. The answer is vexillary, which Mike is nodding. He knew that.
Can I give Mike the chance to earn my extra point?
No, you cannot do that.
There's no trading. If you wanted to venture a guess for gynecomorphous or ichthyoid, you could win an additional point.
I would think ichthyoid has something to do with fish.
That's correct. Pertaining to fish. We'll just go with that. That's a point for ichthyoid.
And gynecomorphous would have something to do with body shape and female.
Pretty much, female in appearance. I'm going to go with that. That's right. Fine. We are moving along to Mike's question. Which word means swallowing?
Mm-hmm.
Ataraxia, perambulation, deglutition, or dulcinea?
Deglutition.
That's correct. That is 3 points for Mike.
Shall I try to do some?
Absolutely. Ataraxia?
That is of or relating to the spider species found mainly in the Midwest.
Oh, I wish we were giving style points. Yeah. It means tranquility, but we're going to ask you about perambulation next.
I thought that means just like walking around.
It really does.
Yeah.
And Dulcinea. It may be Dulcinea, actually.
I thought that was the Man of La Mancha sidekick.
It is. That's his horse.
It's his love interest.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Oh, right.
Okay, a sweetheart. That works. Okay. That works for me. So that's an extra 2. So that actually is 5 points for Mike in this round. So that is a nice little comeback here. I think our current score is 12 for Mike to 11 for Trisha. Mike
has everyone's still
it's tight. It's tight. It's only, it only,
you see the fire. You should see the fire in his eyes right
Trisha,
now.
Trisha, it only gets dramatic. Like, if you're going to win this, I need to pull ahead right before you put me away.
Well, we are into our very last round now, and Jonathan is in charge of that. So what horrific task do you have for these contestants?
I am going to give you a number of words, and all of the words are definitions or synonyms for other words, and you have to give me the other word. The clue is that your answer will end in A-T-E. So, for instance, if I gave you the word destroy or erase, you would tell me obliterate or annihilate. You get 1 point for each, so you have the possibility of really racing ahead and winning or failing miserably.
Right.
Okay, and if you have no idea, you can just say pass, and we'll go straight to the next one.
Exactly. Okay. Trisha, here we go. Imply, suggest.
Insinuate.
Correct. Join in.
I pass.
Confirm.
I pass.
Befuddle.
Obfuscate.
No. Think.
Cogitate.
Correct. Worship.
Venerate.
Lie, as in to tell an untruth.
Deviate. Not right. No, I don't know.
Repeat.
Pass.
That's 10.
I'm crashing and burning.
It's tough.
When you're on the spot, absolutely is. It absolutely is. And that is a final score of 14 for Trisha.
Words that end in 8, same deal?
Yes, okay. Exactly. Join together.
Pass.
Plead in protest or simply to protest.
Agitate.
Show, prove, explain.
Demonstrate.
Enroll in university.
To matriculate.
Find your bearings by GPS.
To locate?
To spread as a rumor.
Disseminate.
Disown.
Disinherit? Wait, hold on.
if only that were so.
I got stuck on that. Okay, hold on. To disown, to, I don't know. I'm going to pass on this one.
Pass into or through?
I don't know. I'll pass.
Move to another country.
Emigrate. With an E.
Rejoice.
To celebrate.
Disparage, malign, defame.
To, I don't know, we'll pass for the sake of rating.
And that is 10.
Yes. You already won anyway.
So that is that is 7 points in that round for Mike, giving him a final score of 19 and the win for the game. Let's have a golf clap.
Thanks. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in. You combo quizmasters and librarians. Jennifer Dezura and Jonathan Lill, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Our pleasure.
All right. Now here's a little post-game analysis as I am joined by Trish McKinney. Trish, I have some
the
good
loser.
News for you. No. I have some excellent news for you.
Yeah.
Some news that may ameliorate, alleviate, or mitigate your bad feelings. I hope it placates
you. I'm palpitating.
When I tell you this, I actually got more questions in the speed round than you did.
Yeah, I have to say I knew that because in the moment I thought, wow, I totally blacked out. How many? I didn't think I got this many questions. I must have blacked out because I was so nervous.
Right, one of those time-shifting phenomena. No, but see, when they play the real game at the bar, they do it by time, and here they were supposed to do it by the number of questions. So it was a little snafu. Now, I don't want to pat myself on the back too much. I think I probably...
You would have won anyway.
Some people do say that, and one of the reasons is this was so coincidental, but remember that vocab word you got, vexillary?
Yes,
or vexillology?
I do. It's now seared into my brain.
Such an obscure word, and yet purely coincidentally, I was reporting on NPR about protests that took place in April of 2006. Here's how I began. This is true. We didn't make this up. Here's how I began my report. Before we get to the symbols, an interesting word, vexillology, the study of flags. These days, everyone's a
vexillologist. So what you're saying is you're a cheater. You did that story just so you could beat me in a vocabulary quiz.
2 years
hence. 2 years later.
Yes. I've also used defenestrate in a newscast.
Have you really?
I forgot why. Certainly not talking about Prague in the 17th century.
That does not mitigate the pain I feel at losing to you.
Well, I do venerate you and your participation. And thanks, everyone, for listening to this hour of the Bryant Park Project. I am Mike Pesca. We are always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. As I've said many times, and will continue to say again, because I wouldn't say it if it weren't true, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.